Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day to help you get you on your way. A Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say as well. We are looking at Chapter 2, Paragraph 10, Paragabet Mishnah Yud, here in Season 6 of the Pirkei Avos shir, where we're looking at the Mishnah elucidated, the wonderful Sefer from Art Scroll. So Rabbi Yochanan had asked his students, what's the best quality to have? And now his students teach us different things. Heim Omer Shalosha Devarim, Rabbi Elazar Omer Yehi Chavod Chavercha Chaviv Alacha Kishalach, Ve'al Tehi Noach Lechos, Ve'shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misascha, Ve'havi Mischamim Keneged Uran Shal Chachamim, Ve'havi Zahir Ba'gachalton, Shalot Tikavesh Neshicha San Neshicha Shu'ol Ve'akitzitz Ve'akitzatzan Akitzas Akrav, U'lechisha San Lechisha Saraf, V'chol Devarim Kegachalei Ish. Basically they said three things. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's students each had a set of three ethical sayings that they would often repeat, as Rav points out in the second explanation. Rabbi Elazar says, the honor of your friend should be as dear to you as your own. One must show the same respect for his friend that he would like shown for himself. He must stand up for his friend's reputation just as he would for his own, as Rabbeinu Bachya points out, or Bachaya. Therefore, do not be easily angered. Man by nature is easily angered, Rabbi Yonah points out, and an angry person cannot treat his friend with proper respect. Therefore, the most important step in preserving the honor of others is controlling your temper, as Rav points out. Repent one day before your death. Rabbi Elazar's second point is that since no one knows when they're going to die, they must reflect upon their deeds each day in case it turns out to be their last, God forbid. Thus, their entire life will be one of repentance and self-improvement, as Rabbi Yonah points out. Warm yourself by the fire of the sages, but beware of their glowing coals that you do not get burned. Rabbi Elazar's third point is that the Torah is compared to fire. We must treat it and those who teach it accordingly. Just as a fire's warmth can only be felt up close, a person will be most inspired when he has a close relationship with the teacher, Tefer Shil points out. However, just as a fire can burn when you get too close to it, a person who becomes too friendly with Torah scholars and as a result does not treat them with the proper respect will be punished, as Rabbi Yonah points out. For their bite is the bite of a fox. Rabbi Elazar compares the terrible punishment for treating Torah sages with disrespect to the bite of a fox, which is more severe than that of other animals. A fox has slanted teeth that not only tear the flesh painfully when it bites, Miri points out, but cause a great deal of pain afterwards, since the doctor must cut away more around the wound in order to heal it, as Ralph points out. Their sting is the sting of a scorpion. A scorpion's sting is even more dangerous than the bite of a snake, Rav points out, due to its strong venom that spreads through the victim's body. We should never know from such things. And their hiss is the hiss of a serpent. A serpent, unlike a regular snake, cannot be charmed or stopped once it is angered. So too, when the honor of a sage is slighted, he will not be easily appeased, since an attack against him is an attack on the Torah, Rav points out. These three analogies represent the three ways that the sages bring punishment to those who do not treat Torah with respect. They can punish the person directly, like a fox that attacks with its mouth, which is at the front of its body. They can bring punishment indirectly, like a scorpion that stings with its tail. They even have the power to punish with mere words, like the hiss of a serpent, Tosfos Yontif points out. And all of their words are like fiery coals. A person who has no respect for the Torah sage thinks that he can question the halachic rulings using logic and reasoning of his own. He is making a mistake, since the sage's vast Torah knowledge burns within them like fire, refining their logic and sharpening their reasoning at far beyond that of the common man. So make sure to be careful with the sages. Make sure to treat them properly and treat their honor properly. Make sure to treat the honor of others properly. Don't be easily angered. Anger should be one of the things you avoid most in life, along with arrogance, the Rambam points out. Repent one day before your death. The sages say you don't know when you're going to die, so you got to repent every day, lest it be your last, God forbid. Make sure to have yourself in the presence of sages, but treat them properly and not to hurt them, God forbid. Watch out so they don't get burned. Watch out you don't get bitten. Watch out you don't get stung. Watch out you don't get hissed at. And watch out about the fiery coals. Treat them with respect, hopefully to have more Torah in your life and more good things in your life. Join us next time as we talk three things that brings a person out of this world, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.